Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, everybody. This is Joe Corbus, and this is What Women Entrepreneurs Want. I have on the line my co-host, Stephanie Ellen Alameda. Say hello, Stephanie.
Hey, always good to be here, Joe.
Yeah, we got a nice show tonight. Lori Snyder is going to join us shortly. But let's just catch up a little bit and bring people up to date with what's going on and been going on. So number one, we're going to talk about doing this particular show, the What Women Entrepreneurs Want, on a bi-weekly basis. So every 2 weeks, all right? And Stephanie will be our co-host here and remain in that capacity. The
Perfect.
Other weeks, we're going to shortly be filling in with Rough Around the Edges, marketing, media, and events, and we'll cover more aspects of things of the nature of music, art, entertainment, and things in general. And I will be kind of looking for a co-host. Maybe we'll have some various ones until we find someone in that seems to fit best. So that's going to be coming shortly. And so we'll be on every week, but the women's show will be on every other week. All right, so that's the main thing. And well, there's been a lot going on since we were last on, a number of things happening. Always something. So you want to start? What's happening with you, Stephanie?
Well, I've actually been really indulging in this world of fashion for the past month. I mean, that's what I do, but, I mean, this month is crazy now that it's getting warmer. I know we have a couple fashion shows going on in Skyroom this month, actually next week. And there's actually a couple going on at, what is that hotel? Empire Hotel, that great hotel. And there's drink specials, and there's a bunch of great things. So people should really be on the lookout for events going on in the next couple months. You know, we have spring coming up, and there's going to be a lot of great fashion events and a lot of new collections, and it's just, it's going to be a great couple of months to start looking out for new activities and new things to do.
Okay. Well, listen, I have some news for you as well that you don't know. So I'm going to tell everybody, in May, we're looking at the dates and the venue as we speak, but I am going to be doing an event that's going to include a fashion show and some music, maybe some arts and entertainment as well. It's going to be in Manhattan, and it's with a designer a lot of people don't know, but what it's going to feature is her line, which is resort wear. So anything that we, you know, such as swimsuits and, you know, evening wear for casual as well as formal. So that will be coming up in the early part of May. So those details will be coming very soon. So anybody that's going to be on board and participating, we'll get the word out to you very soon.
That is so exciting.
And working backwards as we speak, within the next 24 to 48 hours, I will be, you know, making an announcement and booking a venue for another event. It's my friend, Diana Navarro. She is known as This Is Diana, and she is a jazz singer, and she's also an intuitive psychic, and she's written a book called You're Not Crazy, It's Paranormal, and it's an e-book, and we're going to have a book launch release party. And it will include some music, DJ, you know, networking, some things in general. And that's going to be mid-April. So once I have that date and the venue in the next couple of days, that will also be a New York City event. So those are some things that are definitely happening. And there's some other things that, you know, we'll announce as soon as everything is solidified. I have a big fashion show with a major designer in the works, so we'll see what happens here and when that will be. Maybe towards, September.
Oh, that's wonderful. And, you know, the last event that you threw by me was absolutely spectacular. I don't know one person who didn't leave talking about it for the next week and a half. So that's spectacular.
Well, you know, things are good right now. There's a lot of good people around, a lot of good energy, and everybody's supporting each other. And, you know, in part, our guest tonight, Lori, she's a friend of Diana Navarro's. And that's how I originally met her, and hadn't seen her in a long time. And when there was the night of the Oscar party, which I was there doing some videos and things, I ran into her. We started talking about a number of things, and I, you know, proposed that, why don't you come on the show? It's a good time to, you know, give everybody your information and also tell her about an upcoming event that she's got. So that's what we'll do with her. You know, we'll bring her on and let her talk about that, you know, information.
Good.
So, yeah.
Yeah, it'll be really good to hear from her. And I think, you know, what you were talking about, you know, your friend who's into that, you know, psychic, paranormal side of life. I think, you know, everyone's really, really going in that direction, the whole holistic and spiritual side of things. And I think that'll be really interesting, too, to see her in an event and then her events in general and how they play out.
Yeah, well, you know what's interesting? The book is really about a lot of spiritual awakening, and that's definitely all around me. I see it in just about everybody. Some people are maybe more aware of it than others, but I see it mm-hmm. all around. I see a good positive energy. So it'll be a good event. It'll be like anything else. And hey, if we can sell a few books, we'll sell a few books. You know, so it's an e-book. It's available now. I'll get that information out. I've been posting it here and there. So, you know.
Oh, good.
So
she can sign my iPad.
Yeah.
That'll work.
Yeah, there you go. That's funny.
That's wonderful.
So what else is going on? How's things school-wise and the real estate? What's going on there?
Oh, God.
With
you know, absolutely. I have been taking on so many things. And sometimes, you know, I always think it's a little too much for my plate. But I just took up a management, hospitalities, and event planning school or course, and I'm getting certified in that. And what I'm really learning is, you know, the tricks of the trade and what it really takes to get out there and throw good events. And I think that's so important, especially working with you and working with all my friends in New York City, knowing how the ins and outs, the loops, the loopholes, the things that really get people that you wouldn't really even think about if you didn't do something like this. I really recommend to everybody that if you really want to get into the event planning world or anything in hospitality, that you really get certified in all the smaller things, because it's those small certifications and that little bit of information that you do gain extra that really pushes you that edge, like that extra step. And it makes such a difference. And the things I'm learning are just things that in retrospect, I think, wow, I should have known that, but you don't really think about it. And it's really spectacular. I really do recommend that anyone who is looking to get into that field really does get as much knowledge as they can in that field.
Yeah, you know what? Whatever you can get, especially today, it's a very competitive business. You know, everybody's mm-hmm. promoting, and they use mm-hmm. events as a big part of their marketing promotion, good way of networking. So, yeah, so if you can do that, you know, I highly recommend mm-hmm. that you do go out and do that. So I'm just kind of waiting here, trying to find Lori, and I think she's on the line. So I'm not going to waste any time. I'll just bring her on, and let's say hello, okay? Hi, Lori. Are you there?
Yes, hi. How are you?
Hi. Welcome. Say hello to Stephanie. Stephanie is our co-host.
Hi, Lori. It's so nice to meet you finally.
Hi, Stephanie. It's a pleasure to speak. How are you?
Very good. And yourself?
I'm really good. Thanks.
Good.
So, yeah. Lori, let's start right off with letting you introduce yourself and tell us specifically about your main business, which is the coaching business, And then we'll get into a few other things. I know there's a few things to promote and to talk about. So start off by letting people know who you are, what you're about, and how you got into coaching, those types of things.
I've always been a people person, Joe. And, you know, even my degree is focused around, sociology, anthropology, psychology. So I've always been in people-oriented fields. I enjoy working with people. And life coaching, you know, I had gotten into quite a few years ago, and I love it. I absolutely love it. I just really enjoy helping people focus on creating scenarios that will better their life, to help them focus on what it is that's missing in their life, what they can do to change it, and how they could move towards creating, what it is that they want. So,
it's good. I remember meeting you a number of years ago, and we have a mutual friend there, and we were just talking about her before you came on, Diana Navarro, and, it was a bit of a social and entertainment scene, and, I've seen a lot of growth and development from afar from you. So I thank you for that, and you've done a wonderful job, and, you can actually make a difference in people's lives, So that is most appreciated, and, we're all about the entrepreneurs, and specifically on this show, the women entrepreneurs.
Absolutely.
Well, I've been focused on that for many years, even before I had gotten into the life coaching. And, yes, I remember when I did meet you, I believe it was at a some sort of musical event that Diana was singing at, and I believe that she introduced us. I don't quite know if I was really deep into the coaching at that point but I was always a writer, always a people person, always out there in regard to, dealing in different personalities. I worked on Wall Street for many, many years. And if you know anything about Wall Street, you know that the the personality changes from 1 hour to another. So, you sort of gain an appreciation on how to deal with many different types of people. And also working as a management consultant, I was a performance management consultant with Dale Carnegie for quite a while. And I would go into these, companies and see what it is that they were lacking, what it is that did better, better the company or the presentation of the person, if someone speaking or doing or body language. So I really enjoy it. And I also like helping people. Thank you, Stephanie. And I love helping people tap into their creativity. So.
Wow, that's absolutely beautiful.
And this is a perfect time for it. It seems to be more and more of this happening. Stephanie and I were talking before you came on about Diana and her book and about spiritual awakenings and things. And so there's a lot going on, and what you do and what you're saying fits right into everything we're talking about.
Yeah. Well, even many, many years ago, if you think about Albert Einstein, all my teachings, Albert Einstein many years ago said, imagination is everything. It is the preview of life's coming attractions. And when you think about that, I speak about it a little bit in my book as well, The Goddess Effect Revealed. That is the 7-week personal development book or transformational book for women. And, I talk about that how living consciously gives you a chance to start demonstrating the life that you desire. And you can state it several different ways. Einstein stated it in regard to tapping into your imagination. And I think he said imagination is everything. It is the preview of life's coming attractions. I think that's the correct quote.
Pretty accurate.
Yeah, it goes along. It is. And it goes along with living consciously, because living consciously gives you a chance to start demonstrating the life that you desire. You know, with conscious living, your thought process and energy becomes harmonious to what you wish to attract, to what you want in your life. And then your actions are, you know, in accordance with it. So, you know, it's all a process, but the main part is to be aware, to be, you know, to know your surroundings, to be aware, to know what you want, to know that if you're here and you want to get there, so what do I need to do? And, you know, so it's really, from eons ago, it's not something that all of us just discovered now. It's something that we've been doing for centuries, and everyone speaks it and uses it, you know, to their best. So
Stephanie,
Stephanie,
I think you got a couple of questions there, and I'm going to kind of turn this over to her right now and let her ask some questions of you, Laurie, and, you know, we'll talk a little bit about your event at the end and your info. But, Stephanie, you got a couple of questions there?
Absolutely. Well, I mean, you obviously have a lot of experience in a lot of different things. What inspired you to write?
Well, I've always been a writer. You know, even in school, I used to write papers for my friends. I just love writing. I think that it's sort of, I'm a people person, and I've been watching, even when I was younger, I never watched TV. I always read a lot. I always was very into body language and people and presentation. So I think that it sort of just goes naturally with the, you know, with the writing. Although I'm very social, I also like my me time. And, you know, when you tap into your inner self and are aware of what's going on inside you, when you have that quiet space and that quiet time within, it actually makes you more aware of everything, you know, outside of you. So I think that I've always enjoyed, I've enjoyed writing, and I'm just creative with it. The idea process.
Beautiful. Where were you when I was in high school? Oh, God. Oh, that's absolutely great. I mean, I really believe in that you really do need you time, and I've had a lot of experience quite recently with me time, so that's, I totally get that, so that's wonderful to really hear from someone who is both an extrovert and an introvert very successfully. I also understand that you have an empowerment, a women's empowerment event for a charity that's coming up. Can you tell everybody about that?
Sure. I always wanted to do something for women with breast cancer, whether they're survivors, whether they just have family members who are dealing with it, or if they're just, you know, very nervous about the whole thing in regard to breast cancer. So I created Empowered Pink, which my idea for it, my vision of it, is to be an ongoing support group for women. And what I'm going to be doing is creating a private Facebook arena for these women. So wherever they are, anywhere around the world, if they're feeling sad or nervous or need a friend to speak to, or they're upset, or they were just diagnosed, or, you know, they're just nervous about going for, you know, their yearly test, that they can go online anytime, wherever they are. Someone else may be on that private page as well. They could speak, they could chat. I'm going to have experts of all sorts, beauty, nutrition, medical, constantly posting on the page, giving information for women. And I'm going to also have support groups, live support groups in the New York tri-state area, and online support groups for people who are in other areas. So the Empowered Pink event on March 24th from 7 to 9 at Aura Salon in Great Neck, New York, is the kickoff for it, and it's totally complimentary for everyone. I'm getting sponsors to sponsor everything, because I wanted women from all walks of life to be able to come to this event and leave with something, you know, powerful for them. So
absolutely,
that's something I wanted to do.
It sounds like you really, really utilize your network, and that you've built a very extensive network.
Thank you. I feel that whatever we can do to give, even if it's just a smile to people, that it's very, you know, it's very helpful. And you never know where anyone is at any moment in life. And, you know, on another note, for everyone in general, if they just do simple things every day to help empower themselves and, you know, simple things, eating right, exercise, exploring new things, you know, maybe not
right.
walking away from a challenge, you know, let yourself accept the challenge and try to deal with it in a creative way. Surround yourself with positive people, you know, figure out ways to turn a negative into a positive. There's so many different things that, you know, one could do to empower themselves or others that, you know, their loved ones.
Right. Oh, my gosh. You're giving me a whole life lesson in 5 minutes.
Yeah.
Over to you, Joe.
And Laurie, it was, I'll tell you, it was good running into you because everything that you're talking about now seems to be going on with me or around me, and I'm in a community of people who network and have various types of businesses and all walks of life, and they all seem to be coming from the same place, and your message is a good one and a strong one, and it's one that, you know, we support, and this is why running into you is no coincidence, and having you come on and talk about these things is important for people. So what we'll do is we'll continue to post your information. I had put up, you know, your information that you gave me, your links and how to contact you, but I'm going to let you also give that and whatever other details you want to give about the event. But one final thing before you go also is before you came on, Stephanie and I were talking about some upcoming events that we're doing. So I do want to reiterate that on middle of April, we're going to be doing an event that's for Diana's book release. And Laurie has graciously, you know, agreed to be one of the supporting people here. She'll put the word out there and bring some people. So I want to thank you for that. And I know that will
sure,
be
sure, anything
a
that
good
I can
night.
Do. Sure, anything that I can do, you know, I'll share the event, you know, anywhere. I will let people know about it. I think that, you know, it's a beautiful accomplishment. And, you know, for anyone that does something that they really want to do and then achieve it, it's beautiful. So, you know, they say happiness lies in the joy of achievement and the thrill of the creative effort. I think Franklin Roosevelt said that one. I have all these quotes
full of quotes
in my head this evening.
Full of quotes.
I think it must have been my relaxing weekend.
Good,
but,
good.
That's cool.
Yeah, you know. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so anything that I can do.
Right.
Yeah, go ahead, Laurie, go ahead.
So it was a pleasure speaking with both of you, and thank you so much for having me on. And again, thank you for, you know, getting the information about my Empowered Pink event out there and, you know, my book, The Goddess Effect Revealed, and everything else. And I do have an upcoming book coming. It's called The Power of Me, but it's not about me. The Story of Me, actually. It's called The Story of Me, but it's not about me, per se. But I
will
give details about that in the near future. So thank you again so much, both of you.
Absolutely.
Well,
it was great having you.
Before you go, just give us the main ways somebody could reach you and the main way they could find information about your upcoming event.
Sure. Well, there's an Empowered Pink page on Facebook. It's called Empowered Pink, and you can't miss it. So that's there. For information about my coaching, my book, you can go to www.goddessthebook.com, and that will give you some information about the book. My book is also sold everywhere. It's sold at Balboa Press, which is a division of Hay House, Barnes & Noble, online, Amazon, all the major, book outlets online. And I'll be doing some upcoming book lectures and signings in the tri-state area in bookstores.
Very
well, that's
nice.
Wonderful. Keep us posted, and we'll make sure we share that information. Before you go, so that you know as well, as soon as the show is done, the archive is live, so you can share this to whoever you like, however you like, from Facebook to social media to email. It's available and archived. So thank you again, Lori. We do appreciate your time, and it was a good experience for all of us.
Absolutely.
Yes, thank you. Thank you. It was my pleasure. Enjoy the evening.
Good afternoon.
Thank you very much, Lori.
Thank you.
We'll talk to you.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
All right. Bye.
Bye.
Okay, Stephanie, so we, in our final few minutes, we can wrap things up by saying Lori was a good guest. And And knowing me, how running into her at this time made it a perfect opportunity. And the fact that we can help her promote her event is a good thing. Everybody that's able to go to this should be able to go. It's a free event. There's complimentary food and drink and lots
Very
of
nice.
Good reasons to go besides, you know. So
absolutely.
I'll continue to keep posting this, and I know that you will, Stephanie, as well.
Absolutely.
So you want to just tell everybody about the latest? I know you've been doing some lots of good work with our website, so you want to fill in everybody how they can get on the website and what else is going on there right now?
Absolutely. So our website for everybody is www.neverstopliving.webs.com. And we have all these upcoming events. All of our blog talks are up there. You can hear from our women. You can view our pictures. I mean, there's a plethora of things to do on there, and how you can become a sponsor for some of our events also, which is a great opportunity for anybody who's ready and willing. We feature some of our women up on the front page every month, and it's really a great community. It's a great place to get on and see what's going on around you, see where things are happening. So just, I really, really hope that everybody can find the time to get on there, because it really is a great website.
Yeah, and we'll be continually updating. There's a lot of work in doing that, and there's a lot of things that mm-hmm. have been going on, so I'm sure there's some things that we need to catch up on a little bit. But, one thing that you mentioned just struck a chord with me, and, in the very near future, we will be having a lot of women entrepreneurs event. Again, here soon. Details to come. Not sure exactly where it will be. We'll probably have one here in Westchester County, and then we'll also at some point in the very near future have something going on in Manhattan. So, and maybe some other spots. So,
good.
In conclusion here today, because we're down to a final minute or so, just want to say that we want to thank Lori again. We have a number of things upcoming, and they'll be announced shortly. The book release party, and that's what it will be. It'll be a networking party. There'll be some music. There'll be some different things going on. That'll be in Manhattan. We're targeting middle April. Should have that information set to go in the next couple of days. And then the fashion show I was talking to you about features a new designer, and I'm going to get quiet for the time being, but she features resort wear, and it's going to be a great night. And based on what we had done recently, we're going to do bigger and better, and we're going to do it in Manhattan with a big crowd. So those are the main things that are coming, and, stay in touch with us. You can find us very easy here on social media, especially Facebook. And I want to thank you, Stephanie. It's been a great day here, and
Always.
Not over. But
not over.
So the archive will be available in a few seconds here. So thank you, everybody, for listening and those that will listen. Thank you, Stephanie.
Absolutely. Have a good night, Joe.
All right. Thank you. Take care. Bye-bye.